Joining the Rolling Moor podcast is Hunter Wildfires captain Rob Pugliavell after the trial match against South here at Coss Harbour. How's it going, Rob?
Good, thanks, Ben. How are you, mate?
I'm good. Bit of a tough game for the Wildfires. South bringing out pretty convincing winners there. What do you take out of that trial match?
Yeah, a little bit frustrating. I think there's some good moments there where we were able to string together a couple of phases or have a good launch off some of our set piece, but I think all in all there's some little things to work on just to make sure we don't compound our errors and penalties. Yeah,
it seemed like you guys had some good periods through the game, but probably just a little bit of composure in 22 probably cost you a few points throughout the day.
Yeah, that's right. I think we had some ideas and some plays to run and didn't execute, you know, those last passes or get in the right positions we're meant to, and probably needed to work a little bit harder on our ruck, securing the ruck. So yeah, that's some things to focus on.
A few changes in the second half, a good try there from a sweeping right to left ball that went about 20 metres. And do you think that the reserves brought some good impact off the bench?
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely the outcome we wanted in terms of that. We want the guys that come on to have a bit of an impact. So it was good to rotate some numbers through and get some experience for some of the new guys and some younger guys that are jumping up in the first grade.
And how have you found your experience coming out to Coss Harbour for this trial match?
Yeah, it's been really good. A lot of us guys came here last night, camped out on the field. There's a few of us that have driven up this morning, so it's good. We spent a lot of time in our trials getting out to the Hunter region, like Singleton and Maitland and the Hunter Valley, so it's good to come a bit further north and play a bit of rugby in front of, you know, the North Coast kind of area where we've got a lot of players, especially our Colts, that are coming down to Newcastle to play footy.
Yeah, it was great to see the Colts play area. There's about 30 or 40 on the Northern Hill here, just giving a few of the South boys absolute hell, and it was really good to see the comradeship growing. A few boys have only known each other for probably 6-8 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they've been getting together and working really hard this side of Christmas, so it's good to see a lot of banter on the sideline.
And I spoke to Isaac Delia, who's from Maitland, and he said it was really good getting back to the Selwyn Park. And spoke a bit about what between now and round one versus Randwick, how do you see now the next 13, 14 days?
Yeah, look, I don't think it's anything too concerning or anything to panic about. Obviously, we've had a couple of trials now, so we know what we need to work on and some of the things that we're doing well. So we'll spend Monday, Tuesday reviewing and then give ourselves a little bit of a break to regroup and refresh, spend some time with our families and partners and wives before we lock in for another good couple of months before our next break, yeah.
Yeah, that's so good to see. And what is your role as captain to get the boys up for round one?
I'll just make sure the guys are switched on at training and we all turn up with the right mentality and good attitude. That's the main thing, that we're all positive energy and we're sharing the energy with each other and working hard for each other. And the main thing is that we bond together and we come to training ready to work and we come to the games to work. So I'll just make sure that you know, the guys don't panic too much and we come ready off for round one.
Nice. What is your personal goal and your squad goal for season 24?
For me personally, it's just to keep getting better. I'm one of the older guys in the team on the wrong side of 30. So for me, it's just to keep the energy high and keep lifting and keep improving week on week and be a bit of a example for the younger guys coming through, especially in the forward pack. And for the team, you know, realistically, we've got our eyes on the prize, and we tasted a bit of finals last year, so we're looking to go straight back there and hopefully peak at the right time of the season, so we're in the big dance when it counts.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Hunter Wildfires community would love to see some finals footy up there at our number two sports ground this year.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, hopefully if we get on the right side of the top six, we can host the final, and Sydney Rugby Uni's on board with that, and we can get a few games played there, and it'll be good to get a home ground advantage.
Yeah, get a real rocking crowd there right in the middle of CBD and really get some Novocation support right behind us.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it'd be good. There's obviously Newcastle's a big league town, but there's still some rugby diehards and tragics, and obviously there's a lot of old clubs with a lot of history, like Maitland, a few other clubs in and around Newcastle area that have been playing rugby union for the better part of 100 years, so you know, it'd be good to bring some finals footy there.
Yeah, well, I'll be following closely. Thank you, Rob. That was bloody awesome.
Thanks,
and man. Have a great night in Coss Harbour.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.